You talked a little bit about the current volatility in the U.S. economy and how you kind of joked about it with your friends. But I was wondering, with money being such a looming issue right now for so many people, regardless of their stage of life, has it shifted your message at all? Are there new things that you're telling MBA students about how to deal with their future work, their future careers?
Yeah, I've been through this, Danielle, before, although I think this one's going to be more severe. I think we'll have a lull for a while, but it's going to be more severe. We had big fallout in 1987 when I was a professor at Harvard Business School, and then 2001 as well. I mean, the initial response is that the work I do, everybody gets flooded. I mean, good news, bad news. The good news, it's sort of like, you know, if you work in Europe, you recognize that there's a much smaller cap, meaning there's a much smaller ratio between highest and lowest paid worker there, so that if you work really, really hard, you can't make much more money. Because in the U.S. to this day, you know, you could make a fortune. So it happens in countries where the sort of monetary opportunities are limited, is people tend to spend a lot more time with friends and family and other sort of goals in life, other ways of measuring success, other things that are important to them. So that's the good news. So you'll see that here as well. I mean, the first initial response is that, well, everybody, you know, is really looking for a life of more than money. You know, book sales are great, and you know, all these schools have these books, and you know, getting great comments and this and that. But there's another side that comes out too, which is that people get desperate about making money. So, you know, in a way you could say it sort of divides the marketplace in that, yeah, I got a lot of people running over my way. But then there's a lot of people saying, oh, my God, I really need to learn some tricks on how to make more money. It's going to be really hard. And people like myself and others who are older, in fact, my biggest group are executive MBAs because they're older, and we've all seen our investments are worth about half of what they were. Our houses are worth about half. You can't get a loan. How can I financially get out of this mess? Which my response is change of thinking. I mean, I'm in the mess too, by the way. I mean, I all the speaking I do is very authentic. I am my customer. I am just like an MBA. Good or bad, I have lived a life of making a lot of money, giving away a lot of money, ups and downs. And right now, I'm in a pretty tough financial place. And all of this stuff hurts me just as much as about anybody in the economy. But I'm saying, you know what? We've got to sit back and rethink how we're going to live our life. It's really important. Do we need all this? As I said with my friends, do we need all these houses? Listen as well. Gee, if I sell my house now, I'll get less. So what? You'll get something. You'll get more than you paid for it. What's wrong with that? So, again, I think there's two things that happen in the economy. One is an opportunity to really engage in what's meaningful to you and rethink what you need and how you want to live your life. Do you really need this? Do you really need that? Do you really need the big house? Do you really need the fancy car? Those sort of things. The other opportunity for people like Susie Orman, who will just go off the charts, for people who are saying, okay, things are bad, I got to learn more about money as opposed to less. So I'm in the first camp, and there's people like Susie Orman who do a great job for people in the second camp. So if anything, I think it divides the marketplace. And in general, at least what I've seen in the past, we get a lot of people looking for more meaning in their life. Sort of, you know, falls into my territory.